Since 1853. Patrick Dangerfield, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, Pat, we were saying before that the death of Phil Walsh created a completely unprecedented and horrendous set of circumstances for the Adelaide Football Club. It's hard to think of anything like this ever happening in the history of Australian sport. 11 days on, how is everybody holding up?
Yeah, obviously last week it was an incredibly difficult time, something that you can never prepare for, and I don't think anyone can ever prepare for. So I think the club held together incredibly well given the circumstances, and then obviously we played our first game on the weekend against West Coast. So it was certainly a really emotionally draining day, and it was it was far tougher to compete in than what I sort of originally thought it would be, and other players thought the same thing. You think you're ready, it's just that emotional toll that you know, that the week had taken on you. Obviously, he's such an enormous person in all of our lives, and had had made a huge impact. So certainly it was, a really tough week, and then a really tough day.
Yeah, and it all just seemed to come out at the end. It was like you guys had held it together as best as you could, and you know, got off to a great start, got back into the game, came back quite a bit in the third quarter. So it wasn't like, against a form side, it wasn't like you were humiliated, but at the end it just looked like a big pressure valve.
Yeah, it was. We played some pretty good footy in that first quarter, apart from the first 5 minutes. We really need to do something about those starts. But yeah, as you said, by the end of the game, it was just like that pressure valve was released, and then all that emotion just started flowing. And it's probably when you go stand in the middle of the circle and link arms from players from other side. From another side, and obviously Phil had a big role to play at West Coast. It makes you appreciate just how great the AFL industry is in terms of, wrapping your arms around people in time of need. And it was a pretty special moment after the game. Disappointing we didn't play and win like we would have liked to have. But there's some really positive signs for us, I thought.
I thought it was really positive, the support that the West Coast fans gave you guys. I mean, it was just amazing. They were incredibly moved as well. It was almost like they were very unified with what was happening on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's been fans of the entire game, of all clubs, that have been so incredibly respectful for the last couple of weeks. It's been amazing to watch. It's been almost an emotional roller coaster watching sides the weekend before last, pay tribute to Phil, which has been really special to watch. And like I said, makes you appreciate what a great industry that we are in.
How hard is it, Pat, to just keep doing your job? Because whether it's football or any other field of life, and I reckon every one of our listeners who has lost a workmate or lost a relative, doesn't matter if you're an accountant or a journo or a footy player, you just go through this natural period when you're grieving where you think, look, I just couldn't give a shit about work.
Yeah, I think everyone has gone through that in the last couple of weeks. And as you said, everyone experiences tragedy at some stage in their life. And I think footballers are certainly creatures of habit and they like routine. So for us, it was great when we got back to training last Monday and actually just had a run around and had a kick and just enjoyed each other's company for, I think it was half an hour. It wasn't a very long session, but it was just good to get back together again and just focus on the one thing that Phil loved and we all love, which is footy. So it's been really good to get back to, some sort of normality in terms of our training and preparation and then playing on the weekend, because ultimately that's what Phil would want. He's often quoted as get the job done, and we have to get back to work and look forward to the teams that we're playing against and look forward to the showdown this week.
Because that's important, isn't it? Because I wanted to ask, have there been discussions among the player group and within the club about, the end point for the grieving process? Because life does need to get back to normal at some point. And in a way, today's
absolutely.
Memorial and the weekend showdown are a big part of that, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the memorial today, but we have to get back on the horse. We have to look forward. There's a lot of footy to play still this season, and this side is good enough to play, come the end of the year. So it's about playing our good football for longer, which Phil would often talk about. So we certainly respect and love what he has brought to the footy club. but at the same time, respectfully, we've got to look forward and continue on the journey that he's set us up on.
So you kind of see this Sunday's showdown as a way for both teams to draw a line under what's happened.
I'm not sure if it's the showdown or whether it's today or whether it's tomorrow. You know, we line up on the weekend wanting to win, playing to win. You know, we're not just going to, you know, rock up and then link arms and then all smile. Like, it's war on the weekend. We're going there to win. You know, we need to get back to that. We need to get back to that really aggressive mentality. So, you know, that's what we're doing this weekend. And that's what I think our supporters want us to do as well.
And, of course, Janie mentioned, sorry, David, I was just going to say, Jane mentioned the line in the sand. Everyone handles it differently, don't they? Some players will take longer.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll take another couple of months. It'll take longer than that either. But as Pembo said, you know, we need to look forward and move on and play some good footy. Because the team's good enough.
Yeah, and there were certainly plenty of moments on Saturday which showed that. There's probably a danger in reading too much into that result too on Saturday night, because West Coast, inarguably one of the form side, probably, you know, the form side of the comp in a lot of ways at the moment.
Yeah,
look what happened with Freo.
Don't sit, I think it's second on the ladder for no reason. They've got some really good players and they're playing some really good footy. So, you know, we take a lot out of the game. There's a lot we can improve on, but we also have had some pretty good passages of play when we take the game on and play bold. So, you know, there's certainly some positives that we can take out of that.
Mm.
And Port are obviously very fired after their 3-point win over Collingwood, so they're going to be having that bit of punch as well on Sunday.
Absolutely. I think it promises to be a really good game.
Mm.
Obviously, that was a really tight tussle last weekend, and if I can just say, the tribute they had to Phil after the match was just incredibly moving, incredibly special. Obviously, a life member at their football club, and what a terrific job that they did honouring him.
The words that I've heard so many people, like mates, footy fans, callers to the show, use to describe what's happened over the last 11 days, mate, is like incomprehensible. It's just so hard to wrap your head around the fact that it even happened. Is that something that, as players, you've been grappling with as well?
It is, but at the same time, it's really difficult for me to think about Walshy and not smile. Because he's such a funny guy, he'd have such hilarious quotes in different team meetings. So, you know, my memories of him are really positive ones because, you know, as much as you see the prickly demeanour in the media, there's just so many funny stories around the footy club, you know, that you look back on and think, you know, they're just really good memories.
Well, today will obviously be a big part of remembering that, and while it's going to be a mournful occasion and a chance for people to grieve, it will also be, in a lot of ways, a celebration of his life for the club, won't it?
Absolutely, and it's incredible in the 9 months that he's been at the football club, what an enormous impact he has had on the footy club and all the players within it. So, you know, he's an amazing man, that's for sure.
Mm. Well, Pat, good on you. Thanks so much for coming in. All the very best for the showdown, and great to hear what you said too about when you get out there, it's going to be on for young and old. And the sooner we just get back to playing footy like that, it's going to be sensational.
Thanks, guys. No, we're certainly we're going there to win.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you, Pat.